Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Together, please hold hands together. Please hold hands together everywhere.
I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship Him and give a prayer. Alone, He who was and is and is to come, I will sing before His throne and
someone by your left and right, and just bless him in the spirit. For your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Is someone giving him worship? You are able to do without us, and yet you act like you can. To God we bless you. We worship you, O God of heaven, the maker of the ends of the earth. Thank you for the privilege of worship. Thank you because you are God. There is none like you. Please let worship come from your heart, from the depth of your heart, even unto the King. Oh. Bless him in the spirit. Bless him in your understanding. Let your attention be on Jesus tonight. Right, just a few minutes of connecting deeply and truly with the God of the heavens. Alabaruja You are God. There is truly none like you. From everlasting, even to everlasting, we declare that you remain God, Majesty. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. For making us who we are, for making us what we are, thank you. For koinonia, for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness. Harush halabarubiata. For the privilege of fellowship with the Spirit, for the privilege of fellowship with the brethren, for the privilege of fellowship with the world, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, tonight, let your word come like rain upon a thirsty ground. Please lift your voice and such the sweet atmosphere of the Spirit in this place tonight. Let your word come like rain. Until the Spirit be poured up from on high, then it says, the wilderness will be counted for a fruitful day. Then a fruitful ground for a forest. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we have come as proof that we love you. We have come tonight as proof that we want to learn, we want to grow, we want to rise to heights and dimensions unimagined. We have come tonight as proof that we are still interested in your dealings over our lives. We have come tonight as proof that we know the one who can change us, who can lift us, who can heal, who can deliver. We have come tonight as proof that we are grateful people, recipients of your mercy and grace. We have come tonight because we are hungry to receive the hallowed bread of the Spirit. We have come tonight because our hearts are thirsty. We have searched around and found out that you are the living bread and you are the water of life. Tonight I pray in the name of Jesus, let there be the hearing of faith. Let there be the walking of miracles. May your word come, O God, like fire from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated, everyone. Hallelujah. It's my joy again to be around with us. We're still going to pray tonight, and I trust that God will help us. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I begin my reading from verse 12. Let me start to just encourage our hearts. 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 13. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men. Now listen. Because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. 14. I have written to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Grant us understanding even by the Spirit. Build our hearts, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. When scripture is talking to the young, it talks about two advantages that they have. Number one is that they are strong. Number two is that the word of God abiding in them has given them the ability to overcome a personality that the Bible calls the wicked one. Please listen. When he writes to the fathers, he describes that your advantage is your knowledge. There is something you have known about God from the beginning. When he writes to the young men, he says your advantage as young people is that you have strength, and then that his word abides in you, and on account of that abiding word, that you have the power to overcome the wicked. It is very important when the Bible is teaching us, it's important that we focus on the context of what it is saying. Knowledge for the fathers, strength, and the grace to fight is the advantage of young people. Are we together now? 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Apostle John is still teaching, and he's teaching the believer that the life of a believer is not only a life of victory but a life of warfare. Verse 4. For whatsoever, not whosoever, is born of God overcometh. He's still talking of overcoming. Listen, please. Young men, strength, and the grace to fight. And he's saying whatsoever is born of God overcomes this system. And this is the victory that overcomes. There is victory that does not overcome. There is victory that calls for celebration. But here he's talking about a kind of victory that demonstrates that you are victorious by the experience of your overcoming this system. And he says, even our faith. Listen very carefully. He didn't say this faith produces that victory. He says the faith is the victory. Are we together now? You have to understand this. This is, for many years, I thought he's just talking of faith. You will learn something powerful tonight. That there is something called the faith that overcomes. That if a believer possesses that, the proof is that you will be able to rise above this system. And the Bible calls that faith. It does not say the faith produces victory. That faith is victory itself. Are we together? Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. It starts by saying, above all, above every spiritual equipping you have been given. Now remember that in the book of Ephesians, he's teaching the believer how to sit, a revelation of your position in Christ. Then he teaches how to walk, your walk of faith. Now he's teaching you how to stand against something he calls the wiles of the enemy. And he's saying that above all, that you can take a shield. A shield. I did a little of that during the prayer and fasting. I don't know if it was this year or last year. A shield of faith. And then it says, with that shield, you shall have an ability. You don't have that ability until that shield is there. That when the shield comes, you will be able to quench how many? All the fiery darts of the wicked. The same wicked one John is talking about. So we know that when it has to do with warfare, Satan is revealed as a wicked man.
wickedness, that the whole world lieth in wickedness. That is the character. Please listen. And then the Bible says that you can hold the shield of faith, and that with that faith you can quench all, not some, the fiery darts. I write to you, young men, don't forget what we are dealing with, because you are strong. I write to you, young men, because you have an ability to fight and overcome. Are we together now? First Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. We'll touch on four scriptures and then I'll begin to teach. Paul is teaching here and he's saying, for a great door, he's teaching the church in Corinth, and an effectual is opened unto me. So he's talking about open doors. Are we together now? Dimensions, access. A great door, an effectual is opened unto me. He said, but there are many adversaries. A door of opportunity, a door of growth, a door of grace. But he's saying, he's teaching us something here, that the moment you see doors opening, don't celebrate, prepare to fight. That a great door is open unto me, but that the moment a door begins to be opened, he's teaching you that you should not be carried away by that door that is open. The moment you see doors opening, know that there are many adversaries. And so, young men, get set. When you see doors open, take up your shield of faith, because there is the wicked one. Are you getting what I'm teaching you now? Yes. That for every door that is opened, an effectual. That means you can see the presence of the evil one to validate whether it was God that opened that door. And that you are prepared to fight with this shield of faith. Please understand, I teach you a deep mystery that you will need for your spiritual life. A great door and an effectual is open, but many are the adversaries. But the Bible says you can take hold the shield of faith and you will be able to quench the fiery darts. Now listen, it matters that we understand how we grow in the kingdom. It matters, listen please, that we understand how we transit in the kingdom. It matters that we understand how victory is wrought for the saints. Because for many believers, we are aware of promises, but we have not been mentored into the dynamics of walking into the experience of the life, the power, the grace of the kingdom. And so while we are inspired by an expected end, many times we are ignorant of the things that happen between Egypt and Canaan. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So it is true that we fix our eyes on the end, but we are never really taught to understand the many things, the vicissitudes that we will face on the way. And lack of that understanding can do many things to our experience, including not allowing us to arrive at the end. Spiritual maturity is not just the ability to be in church. In fact, it's not just the ability to read your Bible. To be equipped. Remember, when he talks about fathers, their advantage is knowledge. You are fathers because you have an advantage of knowledge. So when he talks about fathers, he says you have knowledge. There is something that you know. When he talks about young men, he says, young men, you are about to know something. You do not yet know it. But in your fight, what you need now is the strength and the stamina to fight, so that when you become fathers, you will also be able to guide the young. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Fathers, you have this knowledge because you fought. And that experience taught you something about God that has become an advantage and a security for you. Young men, your advantage is that you are emotion. There is strength. but there are many things you are going to know. And then he says, guard you with strength and stand in faith, because a door is open towards you, but there are many adversaries. And you must understand the spiritual technology by which men fight until they grow to become fathers. Listen very carefully to what I'm about to teach you. It's a very powerful mystery. Many believers are not trained to understand the things of the spirit and how to navigate the enemy. Please hear me. This life is a combination of victories that appear when we fight a good fight of faith. Now, I believe in the grace message, don't get me wrong. I believe in all of these dimensions of the kingdom. But there is something about destiny that I want us to respect tonight. That destiny is a threat to Satan. The very picture of destiny, your fulfilling your destiny, is the assurance that Satan's doom is imminent. And so when Satan sees a man and a people with a destiny, they become the center of his interest. Now, many believers don't know this. We have all kinds of wise sayings. Don't trouble me, I don't trouble you, and all of that. And we have sometimes this false indoctrination that the only way you give Satan, the only way Satan comes to you is when you look for his trouble. You are joking. Go and read your Bible well. There is something the moment you carry that thing called Satan till you leave the earth. Please understand what I'm teaching you. When there is prophecy upon your head, when there is grace upon your life, when there is a word upon your mouth, when there is an interest upon your life, Satan is interested in you. And let me tell you, there is one thing about Satan. He has an undying interest. He wants everything God wants. And if that thing is you, then listen to this message. Koinonia is quiet. The proposition that many believers have, that you just know God, love God, worship God, engage principles here and there, you know, just speak the word here and there, and just catwalk into a glorious destiny, is a joke. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's a joke. If it is destiny in Christ, if it's a life of victory, then please understand what I tell you, that there is faith that overcomes. Follow me as I teach. I have discovered that Satan's assignment, listen carefully, Satan's assignment is never to fight your faith. I used to think Satan was after our faith. I found out that's wrong. Satan is not after your faith. Satan is after the information upon which your faith was built. Now, please understand what I'm teaching you. Satan is not interested in your faith. Satan is interested in information, words, because that is the basis upon which faith is built. Please understand this. There is no basis for faith until it is built on a word, or the word, as the case may be. Are we together? If I tell Pastor Alpha or Pastor Femi or Kenny or anybody, I say, come. I have called them. I have sent a word. They can place their faith upon it now. You see that? So what you really attack is not their obedience. What you attack is the information. If I tell Pastor Alpha, come, Pastor Femi, come, and they hear another voice that says, go. Now, that is an attack on information, because in either ways, it is going to necessitate action. Please listen to what I'm teaching you. Many believers get to a point in their Christian experience where they have access to spiritual information that many times begins to corrupt the pace of their walk with God. There are many believers who the challenge in their life is information dependent. Satan just comes in to plant another information. Please hear what I teach you. We're going to go to Genesis and you see what happened to Adam and Eve. I thought Satan was after faith, action.